Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Can't stand it.
I did. The guy at work said there's a guy in front of him who gets a 4x4, he calls it. That's what he orders it.
The guy sitting to your left gets a 5x5.
You're a 5x5?
Yeah, but from where? Which place?
Tim Hortons.
No, see, Tim Hortons, I get a double-double. It does make a difference where you're at.
He gets a 5x4.
I don't even know
four.
What a 4x4.
That's four sugars and four creams.
Right. So if
but that's a double-double, isn't it?
No, that's two
and two.
See, that's why it's
two.
That's why it's more.
Do we got to explain math to him?
Apparently. They're the same thing. That's why they call them different names.
So if you go to Hortons and you get a double-double and you go to Dunkin' right down the road and say double-double, totally different.
Well, how can that be? Do they need a math lesson or what?
No,
apparently you do
because everybody's double-double is different.
No, because
what
they do, like, so at one place, it's like 4x4 means four creams, four sugars. But like at another place, the double-double means double the amount of cream that you would put in this size of coffee and double the amount of sugar that you would put in. So if they're already putting three cream and three sugar in and you ask for a double-double, it's going to be six and six.
It's the amount. So
double double isn't actually in some places.
It's the amount of
isn't
cream
actually
and sugar,
two creams and two.
What
sugar.
They call so if you went to Dunkin' and said one and one, and you went to Hortons and said one and one, what Hortons one and one sugar might be is two tablespoons, and Dunkin's is one.
Yeah, why don't they just standardize the measurement so everybody does it the same? Like, if you're getting, one is 1 ounce or
I would
one
like 8 grams of sugar, please.
If you're getting a four by four, you should just say, give me cream and sugar with a little coffee in it.
Well, I don't know who could drink that stuff anyways, but
welcome to Coffee Science 101.
It's all
the only reason I drink coffee is because I quit drinking Pepsi, Coke, or Mountain Dew.
So you're trying to get the caffeine.
I only do it for the caffeine.
Yeah. I just can't do it. I wish I could.
Which is really sick if you think about it. I was so addicted to caffeine, I had to drink a drink I don't like to get the caffeine.
That's how you regulate it, because you don't like it enough to drink more of it.
I had to get his coffee once. He asked to get Dunkin' Donuts double-double, and they poured the cream and sugar in first. And I'm like, holy Christ, no wonder he likes this drink, because there's no coffee in it. It's all cream and sugar. And then there's a little bit, they top it off, a little touch of coffee.
Yeah, I tell you what happened to me once. I was working, and it was late. It was like a storm or something. And I've been working for a while. So I pulled in, I'm going to get a coffee, right? So I go to get my coffee, and I say, I want a 5x5. And like I said, Dunkin' and Tim Hortons, it's totally different things. You say 5x5 at both of those places. There's way more cream and way more sugar at Hortons if you say 5x5 right. Versus Dunkin'. So I get my coffee and I drink it, and it tastes like milk. I went to the Hortons when I thought I was at Dunkin'. And you know what's the worst part about it is? While I was at Hortons, I saw a little thing, disclaimer, about Tim Hortons. And I'm thinking, why would Dunkin' do a disclaimer on Tim Hortons? And then after I took the first drink, I had to throw it away. And then I went over to Dunkin', well, they're right side by side, right? I just pulled in the first driveway, I guess.
That's fine.
Alzheimer's?
This is why the elderly should get their license taken away.
Yeah, that's why he should be a few years from being euthanized.
I'm not euthanizing you. I don't like you, but I'm not euthanizing you. I would do it in a second.
I could do it.
I've known him a long time. I'd do it.
I had a rough week this week.
Are we introducing ourselves? I'm Ryan.
Are we started?
Yeah, I didn't get a thumbs up.
Are thumbs up, 5 minutes okay. in.
Oh, we're on. All right, so, yeah, Jeff, I'm here.
Stop.
Doing this stupid thing Roach. One more time.
And Josh.
One more time. You got a lot more to go, buddy.
What's our total listenership up to, Josh?
Oh, we
thousands.
No, yeah, millions. You gotta contact us, advertisers.
Millions. Yeah,
we don't
millions.
Disclose our listenership.
Yeah, we've had a lot. I have had a rough week this week though, because I started off. My son had his phone stolen
again.
Now it pissed me off because I'm mad at him because he just puts it in his backpack and then it sits in the boys' locker room. And it's not locked up, so it's his fault because he didn't lock it up. But it still does tick me off that somebody would walk in, open up his backpack, out his phone, and then we could track it. So we tracked it to a place. We're pretty sure we know who did it, but without being able to see him actually take it, you'll never. It's gone. That phone's gone. But that happened. Then. I called a receptionist a bitch.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. All right.
Well, got to contact iTunes. Add that explicit tag.
All right. Before we go to that story, can we just go back to the phone?
Yeah.
All right. This is the second phone.
It is.
In, stolen
in what, 4 months?
Yeah. And guess who it's going to cost money?
Not him. His parents, obviously.
Well, his parents is going to cost a little bit. But guess who it really cost him? Me.
Well, maybe. You
because
guys...
I got to go get new phones so he can buy my old phone.
Well, you'll have to see how much... What didn't they give you money back for if you turn your phone in?
They usually give you, based on the age and condition of your phone, a certain amount of money. I think mine was somewhere around $200.
Oh, well, then you do that and we'll just... It is what it is.
Well, how much are you willing to spend?
Well, we could get it from the insurance. Will give us a new, I think it's a 6S for, it's $149 for a 6S.
That's two models nicer than mine.
Yeah.
Wow. That's with insurance?
With the insurance. Yeah, that's bull crap, too.
I got to give them the uncle discount.
There's no such
discount,
even having
so
it, then.
Yeah.
How much did you want to spend?
We'll see what you could get first and then go from there.
Yeah. Well.
Although they're advertising the 10 is... Half off or something, though?
Yeah, if you go switch to unlimited. Yeah. They always got that bull crap deal. That pisses me off, too. That
they
do that bull crap deal where all they show you is, hey, buy one. It was the 8 was buy one, get one free. Or the 10, you could buy a 10 and get an 8 free. But you had to add a phone. They don't put that out front. That kind of is hidden in the background. Yeah. And now it's buy one, get one half off.
Right.
And right under all the little writing, it says, with an unlimited plan. So you've got to switch from your 12-gig plan, which I don't use, to an unlimited to get that phone half price.
Yeah.
So
it's bull crap.
It's a bull crap scam deal, in my opinion.
We should go unlimited. It's
good phone, though.
That's what I want to know. Is it because we're debating on the 10 or the 8.
I really like the 10.
Because I've seen some people that don't.
Boston Work just got a 10. He loves it.
Yeah.
So
I like it a lot.
All right, so anyway, you're not. Why would you call a nice woman doing
her
job?
She wasn't nice. She was a bitch, and I called her out.
Wow.
And I'm telling you what.
Can we please control the language in here? Grandma will not be happy.
When I go to the doctor's appointment, I'm going to tell the doctor, too, that I was not happy at all. I wasn't happy. First of all, I got to see a specialist. Back to my diabetes.
I knew. I was going to. I'm trying to figure out a way to hint to you guys that I wanted to do an over-under pool on how long it was going to take him to mention diabetes.
He's related.
He's nasty and miserable and talks about his own problems.
My medicine is causing my enzyme levels in my liver to go up, whatever. So I have to call this specialist to set up an appointment, and this woman's like, she was just being a bitch. She really was. And
specialist secretary?
The secretary.
Well, is he the only specialist in the world?
No, and I did consider just hanging up and calling back my primary care physician and saying, give me somebody else.
But that's when you want to let the doctor know, though. That yeah, doctor know that.
Oh, I'm good. Hey,
she's miserable.
She was miserable. And at one point I go, you know, I'm nervous enough about this as it is because I've got to see a specialist. So I'm already a little on edge. You could be nicer to me. And then she just continued to, she just acted like I was taking up her time. And I'm trying to make an appointment. She's asking me questions about stuff that I didn't know, like off the top of your head. What was the date of your last colonoscopy and who did it? And I don't know this stuff. I'm not. I said, well, I could look it up.
It was
I could
a year
find
ago
out.
And Jeff did it.
But anyway, so then I said, you know what? Just schedule me for an appointment because I am tired of listening to you being a bitch to me. And then I hung up the phone. That was it. And then this morning, my wife says to me this morning, hey, we got bad news. And I go, oh, Jesus, what is it? I'm in the shower. And she goes, I think there's a skunk in the basement.
Nice.
Now, there's no friggin' skunk in the basement. It's just our dog smells like a skunk. But she's like, well, he won't go outside, and he keeps barking. I'm like, he probably wants food or something, but he doesn't even really smell that bad.
I hope there is a skunk in the basement.
She knows he's a dog, right? They bark.
I know. All right, that's enough. I'm not saying another word. I'm done.
Well, so in that case, I say we... So Ryan was like 10 minutes late today.
Wow.
And we got a text. We got a text that said, don't worry, doing show prep. Be there in a minute.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering, I want to know what this 10-minute late show prep was.
Since this show would not exist without me, because I'm the only one that ever does anything, you know, where did that come from?
Holy cow.
I would give Ryan second place, probably.
Wow.
He helps run the Facebook page.
I'm sitting at home, you know, putting together my show prep and, you know, getting harassed. So I think that's unfair criticism.
Well, so what's the show prep?
So, you know, let me tell my story.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm waiting.
So
he does have a little orange bag he brought.
And he's been clutching the top
of
it closed.
We've talked about ads for this show, right? And I've come up with one, and nobody will take my ad, and it will be a perfect ad. And this is just points out the fact that it is a perfect ad. You know what my ad was?
Wait, hold on. Let me write down the timestamp here so that I can pull this out later.
This was my ad.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
If you're suffering from insomnia, listen to Four Fat Guys. 100% guaranteed to work. And this just proves it right here. This whole morning show that we've done so far.
Well, anyways.
So,
do we have an ad?
Oh, we don't have a stupid
ad. We had an ad, but
you guys realize that this show is going to go out not the day that we're talking about it, right?
Yeah. So what's that mean?
So at this point, when people are listening to this episode, we might actually have an ad.
Well, yeah.
Well, we don't know, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would we want anybody to listen to this show and think that we actually know what we're doing?
Well, that's true.
Because we do.
We got this.
All right, Ryan, what's your...
All right,
what's
Ryan,
your, what's
come
going
on.
What?
So,
go ahead.
About a year ago,
boring.
After...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Boring.
Wow. After millions of online petitions and letter-writing campaigns and politicians adding it to their platform...
Here we go, political.
Post finally brought back the greatest chocolate cereal of all time. Oreo O's.
Oh, boy.
So,
I have never even heard of it. I never even heard of them.
Me neither.
No. The most delicious cereal out there.
And this is our show prep.
This is
so.
His show prep
was eating Oreo O's.
He was eating a box of Oreo O's.
Listeners, you can't see the stupid look on his face, but he knows he's been
caught.
So
you're going to tell us it tasted great? Along with the Oreo O's, they brought out this delicious s'mores cereal. Which, you know, again, big win. And then recently,
Welcome to
Ryan's cereal corner.
Where is this going?
Recently, they've dropped a couple more cereals, and if you jerks are so inclined, we could taste them both and potentially comment on them.
That's the show prep.
This is our show prep. Okay. I guess what's in the bag.
Hold on. I
wait.
Yeah, oh my God.
We don't even have milk for this, do we?
No.
We don't. All right,
hold
milk.
On. I got to pause the mic. There are plastic bags full of cereal. It's just audio poison. Hold on.
What have we got?
All right, everybody's got their bags now. Please, please do not crunch into the mics. I have to listen to this episode later.
So the first one is the official Chips Ahoy cereal.
He's trying to kill me with this.
Also, I know you can't see these bags. He brought us each like a whole cup of these for a taste test.
I'm only eating one of these.
I'm going to say
don't. I'm not a cereal fan.
It doesn't smell very good.
Yeah, the smell's not great.
It's not enticing. Great. All right, here we go.
Why are we tasting this one? You talked about Oreos and
because
s'mores.
That's been out for a while.
It's tough. What? This is new?
That's new.
This is Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not good.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
What was that? That's not surprising. his bag's gone.
I got food here. I've eaten it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not loving the Chips Ahoy. I bet it would be better with milk.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you want Chips Ahoy cereal, you take actual Chips Ahoy. You crush them up, you put them in a bowl, and you add milk, and that's delicious.
I don't think they're bad.
They're not bad. You kind of taste like Captain Crunch or something. Anything else, right?
It would be a good snack, I think. I don't even know what it'd be like. Do we have something to taste test with this? You got something else for us?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's bust out the other one, then.
Oh, more bags?
Yeah.
So, I got yelled, listeners, I just want to let you know I got yelled at last time for pausing it, so we're just going to go for
it.
Yeah,
why
time.
Pause it?
Yeah, don't
you get
pause
to listen
it.
To it. Here's their other new one.
Now I saw this in the store the other day, and I actually thought about it.
Which is Nutter Butter.
Let me clear my palate
now. Nutter. I got a thing with Nutter Butter.
I saw these the other day, and I said maybe.
You know, he thinks he's fooling us that he... stuck some cereal in a bag and he's calling this show.
This was just a plan so he could have this.
Because he was a little late. He goes, Hale, what can I do? I know. We'll throw some cereal in the bag. That way they'll think I was doing show prep and I will get picked on for being late.
No way. Okay. He had these in his car because he's driving.
I'm just saying right now, these smell delicious.
These are damn good.
These smell delicious.
I'm going to finish my bag of these.
What is this? The peanut butter?
The Nutter Butter.
That smells good.
We got Man Week coming up. We might have to get some of these.
Yeah, these are good. I don't know about, I don't think you need milk. It's just good dry.
Well, milk would only entice it.
And then they get mushy.
No, I think the milk would really. These are good.
The Chips Ahoy, not a huge fan, not even with milk. Tastes a little too much like the Cookie Crisp to me, which has been around forever.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
I'm not a cereal fan. In fact, the only time I do eat Raisin Bran at night sometimes, but
Raisin Bran, 100%.
Yeah, when, with nothing
when
in.
When
it,
he takes his
bran.
Teeth out.
But at Man Week, I do get the peanut butter crunch that I really like, and these
are good.
These are similar.
These are very good.
The Nutter Butters are delicious, and they are just as good with milk too.
Those are good.
I would think they're better.
What's the carb count in these cereals?
Oh boy,
not too concerned. I don't have diabetes.
Speaking of carb count, I went to high school with a kid that used to drink or used to eat Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, mm-hmm. and then instead of milk, pour Mountain Dew on them.
Oh,
how's the carb count on that?
What?
That's getting up.
That's no joke.
I would die.
That's not good.
Since you said Mountain Dew, Roach has he's got a topic today.
I have.
He wants to talk about the theory of relativity.
No, after a 9-episode hiatus, we have our second Roach's rant.
He does have a Roach rant.
I'm sorry, it's not 9, it's 11. It's been 11 episodes since our Roach's rant.
Unfortunately for society, we recently lost Stephen Hawking, and don't worry, Roach is here to replace him. he's got all kinds of new theories.
So I went to a local chain.
No,
restaurant.
No names mentioned. Local chain restaurant.
I don't go there very often. I pull into the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
I order what I would normally order,
mm-hmm.
which is a breakfast sandwich and a donut and Mountain Dew, and they've changed to Coke.
I know exactly who you're talking about,
and it's too. Total baloney.
You know why they changed to Coke, though?
No, because they're stupid.
Because
Coke's cheaper.
Well, because Burger King owns them now, and they're all Coke.
Here's my complaint. Two things. One, they need to put a sign on the road so I don't freaking stop. We don't have the best drink
keep going,
anymore.
Roach.
So don't bother coming in and asking for it.
Do you know that we actually pick restaurants on Man Week?
It's the only reason I go there.
Based on whether they sell Coke products or Pepsi products.
I mean, let's face it. Their donuts are okay. Their sandwich is not that great, but they have Mountain Dew. I have no reason to ever go there again. My question is, why can't they just have both? Why can't they have Pepsi? I don't go to a convenience store and they only sell Coke at this convenience store.
Well, it's because they get deals
they
on
get
it.
Lots of money.
They need to say to them, we're not doing that anymore. What do they need a deal on it for? It costs them 12 cents for a Coke or a pop that they charge you $2 for.
Why does a business need money? Roach needs Mountain Dew.
Well, what does it cost without it? 13 cents? Like, what kind of deal are they really getting?
I can't drink Mountain Dew anymore, but I can't disagree with Roach on this one.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I don't.
Personally, I prefer Pepsi products when I was drinking Pepsi.
Right.
You know, the big three, I call them. I can't drink the big three because I'm a Pepsiholic. I can't drink Pepsi. I can't drink Mountain Dew. I can't drink Coke. Those three, if I drink those, I got to have more. I was drinking 2 liters of that crap a day, easily.
Yeah, well, and I got the diabetes.
But, and it's harder to judge now because I don't drink those. But still, who cares what pop they have?
It's the only pop I drink. I mean, other than an occasional Crush.
If you're a true Mountain Dew fan, you
are. That's all. I don't drink Pepsi. I don't drink.
But there's
Coke.
Not.
Coke
I mean,
doesn't
that, have an equivalent.
That ruins the whole meal.
It's a big part of the meal.
I had to sit in line and drive through without getting anything. Because I'm like, never mind.
He looked in the bag and he said no, and he threw it back in the window.
No, I didn't even order. She tells me we don't have Pepsi products. We have Coke, and I'm like. Well, then I don't want your stuff.
He pulled up over the curb.
Where are you going to go?
I had a wait line. You can't get out of there.
No, I'm saying.
There's nowhere to get.
He's trapped in hell.
What am I going to do? Get Coke? I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah, but you
yeah,
can't
but
go.
Where are you going to go now?
There's no morning
Every
place.
Every place in our local area has Coke products.
Then I would just go to.
He's going to move.
He's going to lose weight. He's going to lose weight.
I went to McDonald's and just got sandwiches because I can come home and have a Mountain Dew with them.
Roach is going to move. Like, that's it. We're not going to see Roach anymore.
I'm telling you.
Sir, why is your house
you.
On the market? There's no Pepsi near me. I'm done. I need Mountain Dew.
Hey, the way it works for me, honestly, if you go into a place and you know they don't have Mountain Dew, so I'm either, I have to get Coke. A Coke versus Pepsi, when you go to a restaurant, they don't taste that much different to me. If you're getting a fountain drink and it's Coke or Pepsi, they don't have that big of a difference of taste to me. But there is nothing that compares to a Mountain Dew.
Well.
Nothing.
All right, so here's if I would put them in order of the three that I like the most, and it's those three. And to me, if I go to a place and they've got Coke, I'm fine because I like Coke. But if I were ranking them, it's Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Coke.
If I was ranking them, for me, it'd be Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Coke. Those three.
It's always, for me, it's Mountain Dew, and then it's Grape Crush, Orange Crush. I never drink Pepsi. I would never choose to drink a Pepsi. I would never choose to drink root beer. I don't like it. I don't like.
Oh, root beer is the best.
It's the only
root
drink
beer
I
and
like.
Ginger ale.
Yeah, that's
up there. For
see,
me.
Now this is a millennial. Millennial. No. That sounds like old people drink.
See,
it?
Mountain
root
Dew
beer and
Mountain Dew. I would never ever drink a Mountain Dew by choice.
Oh,
ever. To me, it tastes like a Sprite that somebody peed in.
Oh, I love Mountain Dew.
It's got a weird.
I love
taste.
So delicious. That's why I had to stop drinking it though.
Can I ask Roach a question though? Because he's a Mountain Dew expert. How is it possible that all of these? Well, I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of these Mountain Dew flavored concoctions are like half the calories of regular Mountain Dew.
I don't know. I never.
How is that possible?
I don't drink them either. I like Mountain Dew. period. Yeah, see, that's it. That's all I drink.
He's a purist.
I am too. My kids will, my son will say, how about the blue or what? Cold blue or whatever they have? And I just go, yeah, no interest. No interest at all.
It's the best drink ever created.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yes, to you it is.
Well, for me, agree. And I don't drink anything else.
But most of the world, Coke dominates.
Even in this country, Coke dominates.
The world is effed up, so.
Yeah, but even in the United States, Coke dominates.
Well, let's face it, the U.S. is kind of effed up, too.
And on that note, let's go get some Mountain Dew money.
So what are you talking about? What hypotheticals you got over there?
Are we ready for that already?
He just gave us the thumbs up.
I gave you a 2 thumbs up, and I also rotated a little bit. I'm trying to help everybody
out.
We
can't say that. That's trademarked.
2 thumbs up is trademarked.
2 thumbs up is trademarked.
Yeah.
I put 1 thumb up, and then I also put another thumb up.
What was it, Siskel and Ebert?
Yeah. No, we can't use that. Delete that.
We're not using it in the trademark sense.
Well, I was hoping we'd have some more prep time for this because I got these hypothetical questions. I don't know if we've used them.
That's why I started the recording because I wanted to yell at you if you've done them before.
Has he even been here for the whole...
Physically, yes.
How do you forget what we've done?
You know what I think goes on in his head when we're recording?
He can't answer that question because he did forget what we did.
And then he writes it down.
He stopped the recording of it.
There's no evidence. There's no evidence.
You know what? I'm calling bull crap on
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I think if he gets one, we all should get one. We say, hey, I want to take that out.
Yeah, that's a take back.
If I were you guys, I would save it for the future. I wouldn't burn that one too quick.
Well, the difference is he could actually take it out. We have to ask him.
That was the show that probably would have put us over the top. We'd probably have 1 million listeners right now.
Yeah, probably.
Ryan, I think the whole time we're recording this show, I think Stubbs just thinking, when are they going to talk about sugar? When are they going to talk about eating?
When can I insert the fact that I have diabetes?
It's been 6.5 minutes since I've
updated. I didn't have enough break time to look up how many carbs were in that cereal we just ate.
A bunch. there's like a peanut butter powder on the
outside.
How many
carbs are you supposed to have a day?
For me, it's 250, but I don't think that's normal. I think most people can have more than
250? Is it there like
Because I have diabetes, so I think it... A little bit different for somebody who's diabetic.
What's the
producer doing?
How many carbs are in a Mountain Dew? If you drink more than one
Mountain
Dew,
78 or 9.
Oh, that's 4 Mountain Dews a day then. You're good.
If that's all you had, you'd be okay.
What is there, 240 calories in 20 ounces or is it 8 ounces?
Oh, in a Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 20 ounces, like 280.
280?
If he drank 4 Mountain Dews a day and ate nothing but celery, he'd be fine.
Yeah.
You could drink 4 Mountain... You could drink 8 Mountain Dews a day and not have anything else. And stay within your daily...
See, I've looked at... I've done all the numbers. I think I could have a Mountain Dew, but I would just want it more and more after
that's why I don't drink them.
I can't do it.
All right, like any good doctor, I just... Here's the first Google result I found. A typical person... Like 225 to 325 grams of carbs a day.
325 grams? And how many is in a Mountain Dew?
Like 78, I think.
Oh.
So you can have three or four.
Well, that's if you don't have anything else.
You can't have anything. I mean, like a bowl of cereal in the morning is... I mean, everything has carbs in it, so...
See, I just look at it as if they say the average male, which is like 2,000 calories a day.
That's right. What this was based on, yeah.
So, does it really matter how you get that? I mean, if you just ate sugar to get those 2,000 calories, probably over time that would be good. But
no, it doesn't matter. There was
2,000 calories is 2,000 calories.
Yeah,
there was
a professor who to show his class that you could lose weight eating whatever you wanted, ate nothing but Doritos and Oreos up to a certain number of calories a day and still lost weight.
Yeah, and that's how I looked at it. The only thing you have to worry about
is like your vitamins and stuff.
Right, that's the downside.
So calories, calories, calorie.
Plus, I would think, too, and I'm not sure. I have no proof of this, but I would think...
That's why we have the disclaimer at the end of the show.
Just to be clear, folks, and if you've gotten this far and you thought we were doctors...
I would think that...
I'd like to meet that idiot that thought we were doctors.
If you're eating Doritos and Mountain Dew, you're going to have less. You won't get to eat as much as if you had a regular diet.
Right. You'd have to eat a lot less.
Yeah. You'd have to eat a lot less. So I would be hungry.
Yeah. No, I mean, 2,000 calories is 2,000 calories.
Yeah, but there's a lot more calories in Doritos than
right,
a
but it's still 2,000 calories. I mean...
No, but like if you're eating 2,000 calories worth of carrots, you're going to feel a lot fuller than 2,000 calories.
I don't think anyone could eat 2,000 calories in carrots.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If you eat broccoli and...
Maybe that's 2,000 calories is 2,000 calories.
That's the next episode, folks. We're going to have a race to eat 2,000 calories
in
carrots.
Next episode, Ryan's going to come out with a bag of carrots for all of us.
A dump truck of carrots.
But what I'm saying is if you keep to 1,800 calories, and you don't even need to exercise, you just do your daily stuff at work. If you weigh 1,800 calories and you changed it up of how you did that, it could be one day, it could be just milkshakes. You would still lose weight.
Yes.
Milkshakes.
Yeah, that's 100% true. Yeah. We all know that.
Well, apparently you didn't. It didn't sound like you did.
I didn't argue that case.
Who doesn't know that?
So what does it matter what you eat?
Well, health-wise, it matters.
For you, if you just drink Mountain Dew till you got to your carb limit, what does it matter?
The trouble is, once you have one, you want another.
That's my problem.
That's exactly why
I'd love to have one, but I know I'm going to just be like, well, this is how I would rationalize it, too. I would have one. I'd check my sugar, all that. I would be careful the day that I had one. So I would just do that, and then I'd eat good the rest of the day. Then the next morning, my sugar would be okay, and I'd go,
so I'll have two.
I can do this. See, I can have a Mountain Dew. I'm fine. And then before you know it, my sugar would be back to 400. And
I agree with that.
That's why I had to stop. I had to just stop cold turkey, no Pepsi, no Coke, no Mountain Dew. I can drink any other pop and have no urge to drink it again. In fact, we do. We go to Man Week. I'll drink root beers or cherry crush or whatever. After that week, I don't care. I don't need it again.
Yeah.
Man. How did we get back on diabetes?
It's the same way. It's the same reason I don't drink alcohol.
Well, if we're on pop, how about quickly? If you could only drink one pop the rest of your life,
we already know. Why are we even asking?
Well, him and I are Mountain Dew, but the
root
two
beer.
Millennials, we got root beer.
Pepsi.
Root
beer,
Pepsi.
Hands down, Barks root
what about
beer.
Ryan? He didn't throw in.
Definitely wouldn't be root beer.
No, Barks.
Well, actually, not. Well, if I could go with Tom Walls root beer. Tom Walls, if you want to sponsor the show.
Why don't you come up with a chain?
I'm saying that they have the most delicious root beer in the world. I don't think we're going to get sued over saying that they have delicious root beer.
We should get a sponsor out of that one.
Tom Walls has got good burgers, too.
They've got good everything. They're delicious.
Root beer the one that tastes a little, like, almost mapley?
Yes, and they make it right. They got a big old bag of it, and it's
this
made
is
right
Tom
there.
Walls.
Is anybody out there going to care what we think of pop?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody cares what we think of anything. Just me.
I want to hear what he wants. What do you want for pop?
Or
soda?
I'm a huge fan of Mountain Dew, too, but I have to avoid it. I was drinking easily... a case a week in college, and it got bad.
It's delicious. So
I had to.
If there was
no negative effects whatsoever, it would probably be Mountain Dew.
All right, we can move on.
Is there anything like a Pepsi? When you remember where they had the glass bottles?
Yeah, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, or Mountain Dew, both of those, but. Those two drinks, either one of them, fine with me. I prefer those two to Coke, but either one of those, I pick the Pepsi, but that's a... Right.
I can still remember the last time I had a Mountain Dew in the glass bottles.
Oh,
get them now, you know.
Yeah, you can get them.
Now they do it with corn sugar.
corn sugar.
Or regular sugar regular instead sugar. Of the corn sugar. I want it in the glass bottles with the corn sugar.
You want the corn syrup.
Hold on.
I'm a purist.
Corn sugar in glass bottles.
What?
It's corn syrup corn or syrup. Sugar.
I want the corn syrup in the glass bottles.
Yeah, but originally wasn't it?
It was sugar, sugar. Originally.
Originally, yeah. When I was 3.
But anyway, is there anything better than that in a glass bottle? You stick it in the freezer for 25 yeah. minutes.
The last time out? I had it is when we moved you from Albany. We stopped to get gas, and they had the 16.
They do the 16.
The 16 glass ones. Bottles. I bought like five of them and drank them on the way home.
Do we have a stupid topic, or are we going to talk about stupid Mountain Dew?
We tried, listen, and then you looped
you're,
back
they're making me you're making me come
Let's
up with
go.
The topic.
We got this.
Our producer, does he do anything well, for this
You know what
podcast?
I actually did this week for the first time? I said, screw it. I'm not coming up with a topic. I'm going to see if these two, if
Holy
these four
cow.
Bozos can
yeah,
come up
Yeah, but my
with something.
Wife came up with some. What was one of hers?
Just
read one.
Wait, let's read, yeah.
All right, this is our first listener topic.
Listener topic.
The
listener question.
The listener is my wife.
Hey, listen, a listener's a listener.
She's forced to listen.
Hey, do we give a shout out to our one?
Oh, hey, yeah, by the way, if you're Bilbo Baggins 20,000, thanks for the wonderful review on iTunes.
All right.
These guys,
Bilbo Baggins.
Our one and only
Folks,
written
it's,
review.
This is not coming from us. This is coming from Bilbo Baggins 20,000. Said, these guys, awesome. 5 stars.
All right, there you go. Bilbo All right. Baggins.
It's probably mom.
She doesn't even know who Bilbo Baggins is.
All
right, go ahead. What questions from our listeners?
So, would you do the same job all over again if you had to go back to age 20 and redo it?
Oh, hell no.
Knowing That's what you know now, would you do the same job?
Hell no. I'm saying right
What would
out.
You do instead?
I don't know. I never saw myself doing what I'm doing, but it paid well, so I did it.
Well, who's seen themselves doing what they're doing when they were kids?
But I'm going to tell you right now, I can't think of any job, anything that I would want to do every day my whole life. Nothing.
Except for podcasts.
Except for this podcast.
Well, you know that I'm, the podcast.
He's iffy on that.
What about Mountain Dew taster, Roach? What if you could have that job?
Oh, I would do that.
Fancy jobs?
There probably is somebody that does that, too.
Taste each batch to make sure that it's not off.
I could be a Mountain Dew savant.
You know what? I often thought that playing sports would be the thing, right?
Right.
But I even think that you do that every day, day in, day out.
I've never thought I could play sports because
well,
I'm
me either,
not very
but I'm
athletic.
Saying.
But I have thought that if I did it over again, and I do it like my job, but I have that. You do it for, I've done it 15 years now, and I'm feeling like, I got to do that another.
But I think most people are like
that,
don't you?
Yeah, I think so, too. But I thought I'd do something. I think I would enjoy something with sports, like sports management or something, except I think.
It's still work.
It is work, and they're away from home a lot, and I don't know if I'd like that. But
I would like to scout for.
Be a scout?
Scout for
the
football.
Wee blow? You would like to be a wee bowl leader?
I thought that's what he was talking about.
Like I could go to the combine and go to colleges and watch.
I got to watch him realize what you were doing.
Oh, not the boy. Not the boy.
I watched him figure it out.
You know, so Sebastian is looking at Roach's face right now.
I thought he was going to say, you know, that's really nice that he wants to be a wee blow leader his whole life, but I guess he was going a different direction there.
The only trouble with that would be the traveling.
You wouldn't be home much. He wants to, the real scout he wants to be is a scout for the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that would get old too, Roach.
I don't know.
When you have to do it. It's not, you're not doing it because you want to, They say you got to go here every day.
I watch the draft every year for since I was.
You watch the draft for one day 14? Or 2 days every year.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between going every day to watch some kid
I watch the combine,
play sports.
You watching
where
90%
of them suck.
You watching everybody's pro days?
Yeah, as much as I can see.
Wow. Maybe he is nerdy enough to.
He couldn't do it.
Maybe not, but it's something I like doing.
The hard part is your family, though.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that you wouldn't like it better than what you're doing now. That's
I like my job now. It's just like you say, you do it long enough.
Oh, who likes their job? Come on, for real. Seriously, who really likes their job? There aren't that many people that like it. They tolerate it. Some things are better than others. But do you like it?
I always am suspicious of somebody who's like, I love my job.
Love is the wording. If you say like, I can say I never get up in the morning or go to bed at night going, oh, God, I got to go to work. I like my job.
He does have a lot of listeners at his job, so he probably wouldn't tell the truth anyway.
I do not love my job, though. So it's not one. If I won the lottery, I'd be gone today.
Well, when I say, like me, my job, it's not that I wake up and dread. I don't wake up and dread having to go. That's never been the case. But would I go if I didn't have to? Hell no.
Well, I think that's the...
And there's the question, right? Would you go if they weren't paying you?
If you were rich, absolutely. If you were rich, what job would you do anyways, even though you're rich?
Now, that's a question. That's a question. That's a good question.
Nothing. There's no job I would do.
I agree.
Why do what you want to do. I do whatever I want.
It'd be different every day. You know, today I go out and cut wood. Tomorrow I run to the store. Who knows? You do a bunch of different
stuff.
Go
shopping. You know what would be whatever.
The perfect job if you were rich and could do any job you wanted to do? That driver's diners, whatever, where he just goes around to different restaurants around the country.
Anything that gets that guy out of a job. Yeah, 100%, I'm on board with it. If you were rich,
you could do that.
Yeah, but...
On your own.
I don't have to spend any money. They're going to...
You're rich.
Yeah. But I can sit. Rich people want to sit on their fortune. They don't want to spend it.
You know
what
the thing is, though? I don't have the taste buds for that. I'm too picky of an eater. I couldn't do that job.
Well, I could do that. I just wouldn't want to do the show
part. He doesn't have taste buds. I've never watched that show and him be like, this is a piece of junk. Why are you even serving this?
Well, that's
true.
He doesn't do that, but you could kind of tell. I kind of like the guy.
I can't deal with any of those shows.
I can't deal with Guy Fieri at all. I'm not even going to pretend. I don't. I'm just.
I don't.
Listen, maybe this is the thing where I would get rid of it, but I already burnt my one do over. So
no,
goes the sponsor, Ryan.
Listen, why is there nothing but hate on today's show?
I don't dislike it. I watch that show.
Somebody please tell me right now what you enjoy watching about Guy Fieri put food in his face, because I can't think of anything.
It's not that part. I like how they make it.
So all the parts you like about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives are the part that don't have to do with Guy Fieri.
Anybody could do that.
It doesn't really bother me.
Not the show part.
He doesn't bother me.
The interesting part is the places he goes.
He doesn't bother me either, but, you know, it does take a certain person to do those shows. You can't have a dud like me doing them.
He's good at it because he's got
some personality.
He's got personality.
You've got to have some personality. Okay. Like
Josh
or don't like.
All right,
Josh is really angry.
I got to transition to a topic. I actually did come up with a topic for this week.
Whoa.
I did have something I was thinking about.
Is it a... fast round or whatever?
No, it's not a speed round. I want to know what game show or reality show, one of the competition type ones, do you guys think that you could stand a chance at winning?
None.
You don't think there's a single one that you could?
No.
I mean, the easy answer is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
For who?
For me.
For me, it's Jeopardy.
Boy.
There's none.
That you could actually win?
That you would...
The Price is Right, maybe?
Do okay at.
You got,
you would,
let's
maybe
make
not
a deal.
Win, but
let's
you would...
make a deal. Price is Right. I mean, there's no...
It's got to be something with luck.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to get lucky.
Deal or no deal?
You'd have to get lucky just to get on the program. And then...
No, I'm saying you can walk on to anyone you want. Right?
What one
do you think that you could at least stand a shot at winning?
Winning it all or just winning something?
Sure. I mean, I guess it depends on the show.
See, me, it'd be Deal or No Deal, and I would walk. I would take when they.
I don't even know what show it is.
Deal or
That's
No Deal.
That's the one with the briefcases.
You open the briefcase.
Oh, yeah, it was popular for a while.
They offer Stubbs $25.
Goodbye.
Like, all right,
I'm out. Yep.
That's
okay,
what I do
honey.
At casino. I take $20. If I win 30, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I would be. The minute I got over $10,000, I'd be going, I just paid for my trip here. I'm out.
The one I would like to play, if I was younger, would be Survivor.
Yeah, I
am not saying that I think I could win it. I'm just saying I would enjoy. I think it would be cool to try playing that.
I don't think I'd enjoy it because I don't enjoy the people that are on there. So you're stuck with those people.
Yeah, but it's the least amount of people in your life for, 20 days.
No, it isn't. There's like 15 of them there.
Yeah, but where do you go? How many people are at your work every day?
I don't.
Is it less than 15?
I only talk to like 3 if I hit Kevin.
Yeah, but they're there. You don't have to talk to them either. You just won't be in the game very long. None of you would like to play Survivor?
No, chance.
I think I'd probably be good on America's Top Ninja Warrior too.
Okay.
I'd watch.
What's that other?
Yeah, show? I would like to see Ryan do that. I would like to see.
Where's the show where they got to do all the climbing on that crap and all those?
That's American Ninja Warrior.
America's Ninja Warrior. Yeah,
my kids love that show.
My kids do too.
In all seriousness, though, the game show that I always wanted to play was Press Your Luck. Remember
never
that
heard
one?
Of it.
The one
never
with the whammy.
Yeah.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
That takes no skill.
That's why Ryan would be good at it.
Hold it. I thought of one that I might be able to win. The Gong Show.
We could be on the Gong Show.
Yeah.
The four fat guys could be on the Gong Show.
Did you ever see the lollipop one?
Oh, I think I have seen the lollipop one.
God, they made it shut down. It aired on the East Coast first, and the women got so the producer's wife or something, or the whoever owned
it mad.
Got mad, and they canned it for the West Coast. It never aired. From what I understand, I could be wrong. Again, our disclaimer at the end of the show, we don't know anything.
Isn't the Gong Show from the 70s?
You can see it on YouTube.
They brought it
back. Oh, yeah. That on YouTube if you want
to. It's funny. Have you ever seen that act?
No, I didn't know it was
Gong
back.
Show, you know what it is.
Yeah,
right?
It was on the 70s.
Well, this was just this woman. Wasn't she like...
Two girls.
And they just...
They came out
and... They just sucked a lollipop.
Yes,
but
they did.
Were... You know, it was very suggestive.
They did not get gonged.
No. No.
Is that the one they brought back with Mike Myers as the host?
But not
Mike
acknowledging
Myers.
That it's Mike Myers.
Yeah, he's like, he's got all kinds of prosthetics on. And
is that really Mike Myers?
Yeah.
I did not
he
know
took,
that.
He left acting like, 8-9 years ago, and he's just been painting.
Yes.
And then he like did a slow secret like comeback as the host of the Gong Show, but never acknowledged that it was him.
That is kind of cool.
Is that show still on?
Yeah, they just brought it. I don't know if they canceled it yet, but they just brought it back. What, last year?
We watched it a couple times and it was entertaining.
Yeah, I did.
Never seen it.
I didn't see it either.
You saw the old Gong Show,
yeah,
right?
The old one.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets old after a while. You can't
watch
it.
That show couldn't have been on for more than a year or two, was
no,
it?
No, it was on longer than that. Josh Gong Show.
Producer.
Josh. Producer.
He pulls Gong out show. The iPhone 0 to get the stats. He's got the original archaic iPhone.
It's the beta test.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a collector's item.
He's plugging it in. He's powering it up.
When are you going to upgrade anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think all the money you're making off of this show, you could upgrade.
I can't turn it sideways so you have a bigger
he could
keyboard.
Write it off because we
could
do
be
show.
A write-off. There you go.
He's attaching the keyboard.
Why can't you turn
Are you
going to
write your house off?
Because I don't like it when it goes sideways because then there's not enough room to actually see the screen.
How do you hit the buttons? With my paws, I can't do it. With the
It ran from 1976 to 1980.
4 years.
88 to 89, and then came back in
2017. 88 to
89.
Who
I
was
that?
That?
I
was
don't
that
remember.
The originals?
I
wonder if that was the original people.
Oh, I don't know.
4 years. That's good.
Four years is longer than I thought. But
yeah, that's.
I knew it ran more than 1 year.
Yeah, I thought I was thinking maybe.
Ryan's texting on the show. Classy.
Who are you texting?
My stepsister said she's got my candy order, so.
She came here yesterday and brought candy.
Worried about the important things in life.
Your candy order. Are we taste testing this candy
she
order?
She came yesterday. It was dropped it off here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It also says that it was back with Dave Attell in 2008.
With who?
Dave Attell, the comedian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure.
Dave, yeah.
Well, in that case, everybody, thanks for listening to the show.
See him a lot. Too.
You don't know Dave Attell?
Never heard of Dave Attell.
Are we actually off? Oh.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.